This is Secondhand Wisdom with Khadijah. And if you guys are new here, I am a Christian podcast, and I just share things that I am reminded by, that God reminds me of, with my journey with Him. And what I want to share on this episode is my 3-day fast realization or reminder. And I want to share it because these are things that we already know about, like, that maybe we've already been told or we've been exposed to or been, like, mentioned to, but things we just forget. And these 3 things that God kind of showed me and reminded me on my 3-day fast journey with Him. And one of the first thing that He, it's either the first thing or second thing, I think it was the first thing that He showed me, was to... He reminded me to pray for people even when we don't think they need prayer. Like those people that we just assume on a day-to-day basis that we just don't even, we think about, but we don't even like think about them. Like, pray for those people even when you don't think they don't need the prayer. Even when you think that they're fine, they don't need anybody like to pray for them. Like, you're like, oh, no one needs to pray. They don't need to pray. They don't need anyone to pray for them. Pray for them. And it was... He showed me in a way of, like, revealing to me that, like, there's, I have these neighbors that I have and I love them so much, but I don't even think to pray for them like that. And then I realized that, like, maybe they need the prayers, but I'm not even trying to even, like, pray for them. So, yeah. So He revealed to me that pray for those people that you don't think need prayers, because sometimes no one else is praying for them. No one else is giving them, praying for them to have blessings in their life, or just praying for them just to be okay. So yeah, pray for those people that you don't think that needs to be prayer was one of the things He revealed to me. And it's really has opened up, because I'm a person who I'd like to find things to pray about. I like to find reasons to pray. I like people bringing me things so I can pray for or pray of. Like, I love that. I love praying for somebody. And I love finding reasons to pray for somebody. I love being someone's answered prayer. And I love, like, someone being answered prayer for me. Like, either way, it's a great cycle of just love and just, I pray for you, you pray for me. We all pray for each other. And we're, like, this big happy family. I'm just joking. But, like, yeah, seriously, though. Yeah, pray for the people who don't think needs prayer. And then, you know... It's just one of those things that, like, sometimes they need that extra prayer. Maybe they need that boost today. Maybe they moved in the boost yesterday and you just didn't realize, even think about, like, maybe they don't want to be in the position where they're at. Maybe they need clarity. And sometimes your prayer might go a long way, longer than you think. So, yeah, pray for those people and people praying for you. And it's a whole cycle of everyone praying for each other. So that was one of the things that Jesus prayed, the Holy Spirit showed me, was for pray for other people. Not so much a whole cycle of everyone praying for each other, but the idea of just praying for those who you don't think needs prayer, because you never know what your prayer could do. It could be that prayer that really just helps them the most and bring them closer to God. And wouldn't that be just a joy to know that you prayed about something and it brought them closer to Him, and now they don't feel alone, they don't feel all the things that are, all the things you feel when you're not with God, all the emotions of, like, anxiety and all that stuff. You can just let those stuff be free when you just trust in God and you just say, like, God, you got it, you take care of it. Well, anyways, that was one thing He taught me. And then the second thing He taught me was to go the extra mile. And I think, again, all this stuff, a lot of times, I think we may have already been introduced to, been exposed to, but just a reminder. And the way how He showed me to go the extra miles was the second day, I think the second or third day of my fast, where I was at work and I had a lot of to-do lists, and the day was pretty much almost over. Like, 5 o'clock was approaching, our office was closing, and I had to send out a lot of emails to a lot of people. I had to call in an order for a patient who needed specifically some bands to be ordered, and I had a lot of things to do, and it was very coming close to, like, 5 o'clock. And at a point that one of my things was gonna be need to be done past 5 o'clock, I was gonna need more time. And it was to call another dental practice, and to get their information so I can send over a letter regarding a patient. And I had first was like, oh, our practice is closing at 5. So I just made this assumption that other practices are closed at 5. And I was like, I'll just put this off and I'll do this tomorrow because we're closing at 5. Most offices are closing at 5. So there's no even point even like worrying about it right now. And then the Holy Spirit just took over and said, you know, even though I think that they close at 5, I'm still going to look up and Google search to see what time they close. You know, and I Google search and they close at 6. At 6. And that's what the reminder came with me, was just go the extra mile. Even when you think that you can, you think that it's, you could just do it another time or do it later, just go the extra mile. And also, or not even just go the extra mile, I feel like it's another way of saying that, like, lean not on your own understanding. I leaned on my own understanding, assuming that this office was closed at 5. And then when I leaned in more and the Holy Spirit took over and understood that, like, oh, no, the office closed at 6. And then I realized, oh, I was wrong. I was wrong. And I leaned not on my own understanding, leaned on His understanding. And He will direct my steps. And they were closed at 6. And I was able to get this project done the same day. Didn't have to bring it over to the next day. And then have to, on top of whatever stuff was going to come on the next day. And so, yeah, that was the second thing He taught me in this thing, was just not lean on my own understanding. Because the things I might think I understand, I don't. I'm pretty sure He's got it all under control. And He's got it figured out. I don't have to worry about anything. I just need to come to Him and tell Him my problems. And He'll help me and guide me and show me the way. So, that's number two that I learned, was lean not on my own understanding, which is obviously Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which says, lean not on your own understanding. There's more to that, by the way. I just don't remember it on top of my head. But yeah, that was the number two thing that He taught. And the last thing He taught me on this fast was, can He count on you? Are you dependable? Are you a dependable person that He can count on you to do things and know you'll get it done? Or does He have to get someone else to do it? Does He have to call in someone else to do your job? You know, and the way He showed me this was when I was working, my boyfriend asked me to do something for him, and he asked me to, because he was going to have a dentist appointment and he wanted me to get mouth rings before he has dentist appointment. And I was going to be working. I was going to have a half a day. So I was going to have time to get the mouth rings and bring it in before his dentist appointment. But I also had like a late start in the mornings, which office didn't open until 8:30. Usually we open at 8. And I said to myself, you know what? Even though I know I'm going to have a half a day, I'd rather just do this now and get it done early in the morning so that he knows that he can count on me and depend on me. And I did. I went ahead and got the mouth rings that he needed before his appointment, which was at 2 o'clock. So when I got home, by the time I got home, he was already in his dentist appointment. And it worked out perfectly that I did not have to rush, or he didn't have to go without having his mouth rings. And then that taught me in realization that it's the same thing with Jesus and same thing with God, right? When He tells us some things, or He like gives us like a nudge, or not a nudge, but like something to do within ourselves, and we don't do it, you know, it kind of shows to Him that, hey, we're not dependable. You can't really depend on us. And there was another scenario as well. There was another scenario where I was going to my own doctor's appointment, and I wanted to text my the scheduler for our job to see if she needed me to come into work. And I was like, okay, let me go and text her and find out. But then I got this doubt in myself and said, you know, I'm not going to text her because I feel like it's too early. Maybe she's going to like, you know, maybe it's going to remind her about her day, remind me about the day that I'm not working. So I thought of all these other things. And then someone else texted me asking me if I was going to be able to come in to work, you know, tomorrow, the Friday that I was thinking I was going to call out. And and then that made me also realize that, like, you know, can God count on me to do things? Can He count and depend on me to do the thing He asked me to do? Or is He going to have to get someone else to do it? You know, and it makes me really lean close into Him and understand, like, yes, Lord, You can count on me. I can do the thing You tell me to do. You don't have to get someone else to do it. I will do it. I'll get the job done. You can count on me. You can depend on me. And it shows me, like, when I see, like, when I missed the mark and someone else does the thing that I was supposed to do, it reminds me, like, oh man, I think of those people, like, oh wow, look at that, God's using them and they can get the job done. And it makes me realize that, like, if they can get the job done, I can get the job done too. And it made me realize that, yeah, can God count on you to do the things he asks you to do? Or does he have to get someone else or backup or someone else to do it? And are you a person of your word? Can he just, you know? And that's what it taught me. And it taught me that to be, I do want to be dependable. I do want to be someone God can count on to do the things he wants me to do. And yeah, so that's the three things that he taught me during this fast, which is really great for me because I'm learning to implement these things and kind of work on them better. And obviously, you know, read my Bible to get more understanding and learning more about him and all the stuff that he does. But if you guys enjoyed this, please go ahead and leave a like on all of our social at the Secondhand Wisdom Podcast. And that's, see you guys next week. Bye.